visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Badgers led USC by 15 at the half. They won by 15. Got a little squirrely there for a while at 55-52. And then the Badgers went on a big run en route to an 84-69 victory over the Trojans. Wisconsin now with seven straight wins, 5-2 in the Big Ten, 15-3 overall. Come out here on the road, you turn it over the first three possessions, you're going, uh-oh. Once they settled down, they were big time. And really, only three turnovers, Butchie, in the second half. Really just two. They cleared the bench in the final minute. SC was pressing, but they were much cleaner, say, with the basketball in the second half.
Yeah, and I thought they just calmed down a little bit. And then you saw what they were able to do offensively, defensively, what they did in that first half. Again, that gave you the room because you knew USC was going to make a run at some point with the way that they've been playing. They weren't a team that was just going to, you know, cave or quit. That's not in their DNA. But the response, the way they guarded that first half, it just – this team has so much balance. Mm-hmm. By the way, they go ahead and they win by 15.
Mm-hmm.
John Tonjic.
Yeah,
0 points.
Score.
You tell me which Big Ten team, their leading scorer doesn't score, and you still win by 15 points. I don't know if there's a Big Ten team that can do that.
On the road,
right? Yeah. Like, I mean, all of that together, the depth of this team, I've been asked it a lot, how good is this team? And over the last 2 weeks, I finally have said, this team is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they have a superstar, but because they're a team. You don't know who you can stop. You don't know who you can take away. And there's always somebody willing to step up and able to step up. And that's why this team is so good. It doesn't matter the environment, the situation, whatever it is. When you've gone on the road and you win at Rutgers, and now you've won at USC, which is different. You haven't ever experienced it as a group. An L.A. swing. This is now the Pac-12 with Big Ten teams. And you respond like this with your leading scorer having zero?
Mm-hmm. This team is
good luck.
Yeah,
good luck.
It's really good and it's really fun to watch.
Yep.
Wisconsin 84, USC 69. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat USC this afternoon, 84-69. We mentioned at the half, the Badgers led 42-27. Had 9 turnovers, 3 of them coming on their first 3 possessions, but when they weren't turning it over, they shot at 58% from the floor and hit 7 of 15 from the 3-point line. But USC made a charge. Desmond Claude got going. He did not score in the first half. He had 9 in the second, including 5 quick ones. It got to the point where USC got it down to 3 at 55-52 with 10:44 to play, and then Wisconsin got back-to-back layups from Max Klesman and John Blackwell. Rashawn Agee had a layup of his own to make it 59-54, but that was as close as it would get for USC. Klesman got in the paint for a jumper. Stephen Crowell, a couple of free throws. He's now 21 of 21 at the foul line over his last 8 games. And eventually, a corner pocket 3 from Kamari McGee gave Wisconsin a 10-point lead with 7:23 to play, and it was double digits the rest of the way for Wisconsin as the Badgers extend their winning streak to 7 games. Individual scoring, John Blackwell with 28 points, leading the way. Max Klesman with 18. He was 2 of 9 from the arc, did a lot of work inside, either getting to the bucket or a couple of mid-range shots. 13 points for Nolan Winter on 6 of 7 shooting. Kamari McGee with 10 points, 4 assists, just 1 turnover, 2 of 3 from long range for Kamari as he continues that blistering pace from the 3-point line. He came in better than 55% from 3 and certainly didn't hurt that percentage today. Stephen Crowell with 9 points, 4 for Xavier Amos and 2 for Carter Gilmore. If you're just checking us out, noticeable in the absence of individual scoring was John Tanje. He didn't score. Took 3 shots today in 22 minutes, but as Brian Butch mentioned, it's a measure of how good this team is when your leading scorer doesn't scratch and you go on the road and win by 15, and that's exactly what the Badgers did today. St. Thomas paced USC. He had 19 points. 15 for Rashawn Agee. Wesley Yates ended up with 11. Desmond Claude, a quiet game by his standards. He ends up with 9. He also had 5 turnovers, all of his points coming in the second half. Kevin Patton ends up with 5. And Clark Slackard has 3 points here today for USC. Wisconsin 84, USC 69. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Real leather.
Postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat USC 84-69. Quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. They're in the final minute in Eugene. Purdue leads Oregon 61-56. Checking out some games, other games in the top 25. Vanderbilt leads Tennessee 68-57. About 9.5 minutes remaining there. They're at the half. Number 5, Florida 37, Texas 30. Auburn got by number 23, Georgia. Bruce Pearl's top-ranked Auburn Tigers a winner 70-68. It was Alabama 102, Kentucky 97. That was a top 10 matchup. Marquette falls at home to Xavier. The Musketeers beat the 7th-ranked Golden Eagles 59-57. Houston got by Central Florida 69-68. Creighton defeated number 14 UConn 68-63. Badgers a winner this afternoon 84-69. Brian Butch standing by with head coach Greg Gard. We'll check out that interview coming up as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat USC 84-69. Let us pause, albeit belatedly, 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A 15-point win for the Badgers here at USC this afternoon. A few minutes ago, Brian Butch caught up with head coach Greg Gard.
Coach, we'll start here. USC got within three. What worked so well when they, to answer their run?
Well, we just kept playing, and I think that's the mark of a good team. And we talked about what happened at the start of the second half to let them back in. It is exactly what we talked about not letting happen in the locker room at halftime. So, you know, I thought we got a little not as aggressive, and we didn't have the same bite to us defensively at the start of the second half, but we got it back. And I think that was the key to get our defensive pressure back, or we got into the ball a little bit better, and then we had to make some shots too, which we were able to. Klezmet really stepped up there in the second half for us to get separation.
You guys held USC to 27 points in the first half defensively. You really guarded as five. What did work so well for you guys there?
I thought we did a good job of making Abo and Claude's life difficult, and even Yates. You know, we were into the ball. We were able to keep the ball out of the paint for the most part. And other than our turnovers and some offensive rebounds that we gave up in the first half, you know, I thought we played a pretty complete half.
You guys look at this, your leading scorer, John Tonja, has 0 points, and you guys still win by 15 on the road. Explain why that's capable and why you guys are able to do that with this group, because it seems like everybody steps up when their number's called.
Yeah, I think the depth of this team and the versatility of this team, and the depth is still growing. You know, McGee, Gilmore, Ilver, even though he didn't play much today, Amos off the bench. You know, we've just got a really, really deep team, and that's the mark of a good team when you have, as I told the team with John, if you have a night where your leading scorer doesn't score and you still win going away, he's carried us many a night, right? So there's a night, I guess we'll give him today off, and he'll step back in. But it's other guys stepped up and carried the load.
You guys are now 7 straight wins. Obviously, the locker room's feeling good. We're hearing that right now. But how do you focus knowing you guys have 2 days in L.A. and then you've got UCLA coming up? You still have to enjoy this, but this is part of this L.A. trip that, you know, a lot of people wonder, how do Big Ten teams coming out deal with it?
Well, you rest the rest of today, and it won't take them too long of watching film to understand we're going to see a UCLA team that guards like we do. And I think they're playing a little better. Obviously, teams at home are always a little stronger, and they've made a East Coast trip twice. I'll be excited to be in Pauley Pavilion. That's been a bucket list for me as a coach. But, you know, we'll use 2 days here to prepare on Sunday and Monday and get ready for Tuesday night.
All right, thanks, Coach. Congrats on a great win.
All right, thanks, Brian.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Wisconsin wins at 84-69. We'll have final thoughts as we continue with our Wisconsin 40ers postgame show in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin 84, USC 69. This is our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. Rejoined now by Butchie. You know, Greg Gard mentioned it, a bucket list, I think, you know, for us too, to be to work a game in Pauley Pavilion. There, you know, some question with the fires going on, but the Bruins played Iowa last night. Everything seems to be good to go. But this team is just, get back to what, you know, truly in a basketball sense matters the most. This team is just playing really good ball right now.
Well, they're playing really good. They're unselfish. They're playing together. Nobody needs to be a hero. Sometimes you get to this point of the year and you start having outside noise come in. Mm-hmm. And people try to do things that they shouldn't be able to do, and mm-hmm. to keep this group together with the success.
Yeah.
7 straight. Like, this team, how do you handle success?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's tough. And then you add different, you know, road trips and that. And so there's another big one ahead of them. But enjoy this one. And it's just a fun group. It really is.
Yeah,
you know, in a day and age where the game isn't always played the right way,
they play it the right way.
Yeah, they do. It's a pleasure to watch, and hopefully they'll keep it going Tuesday night against UCLA. Our coverage will start at 7:30 Central, tip time set for 8:30 from Pauley Pavilion, the Badgers and the UCLA Bruins. Again, your final, Wisconsin 84, USC 69. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers take on UCLA. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
That's out there.
Good morning, Pam.
Morning. It's not out there yet. It's going to be premiering or debuting, I should say, on January 31st in, theaters nationwide.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, no kidding. Wow.
And you mentioned off the air here that you saw just about 20 minutes of the film. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they had I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide. Lambeau Field with a red carpet debut, completely different situation all the way around. Yeah. They had invited in, it was really kind of a family reunion of sorts. So the producer director of the Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer that is struggling to make ends meet and basically bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. This is set in the 90s. That's the focal point of Green and Gold. And they had the red carpet kind of premiere at Lambeau Field in the atrium. I was on my holiday vacation, but there's no way you were going to keep me away from that combination.
Absolutely.
Of Lambeau Field and dairy farming. So I speeded over there, and they wrote my name down on a piece of paper and threw it on the floor near the red carpet. That was where I was supposed to stand.
It's pretty formal.
I guess that's the way it goes. I wasn't the only one, so I didn't feel like I was being ostracized.
No.
And the good part was I was at the end of the red carpet, so I was the last person they talked to, which meant I had more time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people that I got a chance to visit with was Craig T. Nelson. So as probably people remember, he sang the national anthem last week.
Yes.
And contrary to what you might believe, he actually has quite a bit of tie to not only agriculture, but to Wisconsin.
Mm.
He was telling me a little bit, and I don't know if you guys want to use the clips or not, but he mentioned something about his farming background and why this was not a completely foreign role to him. He's got a farming background.
All right, well, let's play it.
Yeah.
It comes in the blood. You know, my family's farmers, and they've got the Nelson family farm in Volga, which is still going on, so... When I say that, it's tongue-in-cheek. You don't make friends with a lot of cows, and I mean a lot of them. So you kind of have to get to know them, which is like getting to know co-stars who have huge egos. It was fun. I mean, I got a chance to meet a lot of wonderful people and dairy farmers and cattle farmers and wheat farmers and people, you know, that... I guess the salt of the earth, really, for me, very funny people, very, sarcastic, witty, And then you've got the Packers fans who are totally insane and wonderful. So it's, you know, it's like coming home, really. I mean, my great-grandparents lived in Ettrick, Wisconsin, so on,
oh, wow.
In the West. So
sure.
That's where they settled.
Oh.
And one of my best friends is from Eau Claire. Ah. And then one of my other best friends is from Baraboo.
Oh, for the...
Yeah,
wow.
So it, we were pretty connected.
So he knows Gordy here.
No. Yeah, I'm prepared. No.
Spent a little time in Baraboo.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty cool connection. And he was very sincere. He's very tall. Man, he must be over 6 foot. But very sincere about the story that he was telling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, the angle I had was I wanted to know about the farmers that helped them to shoot this. All of it was basically shot up in Door County by Sisters Bay. And the challenge was to find a dairy barn that was still available from that period of time. So they had to turn to local farmers. Now, the two guys that produced it, Davin and, Anders, they are from Upper Michigan originally, but they're farm kids by nature. Their grandfather was farming, and they were out there all the time. That's kind of what inspired them. They told me that they had an offer from another movie studio to take over the project, but that they were going to move the film site out of Wisconsin to a state that had cinema credits. And they said absolutely not. So they walked away from big money to keep it in Wisconsin, in Door County. So 90% of Door County was at the Lambeau Atrium to check this out. And most of them played some kind of a role. A lot of area farmers brought their cattle over so that they, you know, had dairy there in the barn, their equipment, and a lot of things like that. And Davin, one of the producer directors, was very honest. He said, we didn't have budget, so a lot of those people volunteered their time, volunteered their livestock, volunteered their equipment, did it repeatedly.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. The one story that I thought was kind of funny is they said there's a birthing scene in one of the parts of the movie. And they sat and stared at the rear ends of about a dozen dairy cows on a cold January night, waiting for something to happen. After about 12 hours of vigilance, they decided they were giving it up. They got packed up and left. 4 hours later, a dairy farmer's on the phone to them, get over here fast. It's happening now. And they actually captured it.
Oh.
And it's one of the scenes of the movie they said they've gotten the greatest feedback on. Mm-hmm. People just don't know.
Yeah.
People have no clue about birthing a dairy calf. And so they had to kind of they had to fit that scene in minus Craig and his co-star. But anyhow, I don't want to steal too much of it, but it's just one of those things that you want to know about before you walk in. Green and Gold premiering on January 31st. And like I said, if you see people you recognize from Northeast Wisconsin, you are correct because they really – they really kept it close to the vest on how Wisconsin was going to play a role.
Boy, that is so cool. And it's also a message to our Republican legislature to maybe get those cinema credits going again. Seriously,
I thought
right?
The same thing. I thought the same thing, that might be something that comes up again, especially if the film gets the critical success that it's seen in some of the independent film competition.
Right, we almost lost the Green Bay Packers. All right, Pam, that is a wonderful story.
Pam Yockey, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Great weekend, guys.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
It's the fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yockey, Midwest Farm Report.
We should have asked her how it ends, how the movie ends.
No, but she didn't see the whole movie. She only saw 24
she
minutes.
She heard what happened at the end.
Okay. All right, we're coming back with more of John and Gordy. Idiocracy right around the corner.
The John and Gordy Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WMDX weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Illegal immigration will be a, quote, very big focus of executive actions on day one and through the first 100 days. That from President-elect Trump today to ABC News, and we've learned that Chicago will be the first target of the new administration's immigration enforcement. And Trump telling us this afternoon that he would likely give TikTok a 90-day extension to avoid a U.S. ban on the app. Dustin Tyler's a live streamer whose money from TikTok is his sole income. The ban tomorrow causing anxiety.
I've been really stressed out lately, as it is my income, and it's how I feed my family. It's how I put a roof over our heads. And I just have been trying not to think about it. I mean, it's impossible not to.
Israel's cabinet approving a pause in fighting in Gaza set to take effect early tomorrow morning. A hostage-prisoner exchange to follow. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu saying he reserves the right to resume fighting if goals aren't reached. This is ABC News.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank.
Giannis comes through again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with another early lead that led to a win over the Raptors in five-serve form. The final, Milwaukee 130, Toronto 112. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 35 points, a dozen rebounds. Damian Lillard scored 26, but Doc Rivers praised him for his effort on defense.
Dame's intensity defensively has been terrific. It really has. You know, there was a stretch in the first quarter. I thought he was our best defender on the floor at times. Brooke and Giannis's ability to attack the basket as far as blocking shots has been great. But Dame's mixing it up. He's attacking more. And that's one thing we've been on him about. The more he goes downhill, the more sets up the threes later, and he's doing that.
The Bucks with another home game tomorrow night against the 76ers. Tip off at 6 o'clock. College basketball, the Milwaukee Panthers, with a 79-64 victory over Youngstown State. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in L.A. against USC today in a Big Ten matchup. A recap coming up tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cold weather advisory tonight into Tuesday. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near negative 14, wind chill values as low as 35 below. Mostly sunny and frigid on Sunday. A high near 3 below, wind chill values as cold as 35 below. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing
your
it.
Face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody frozen might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, the return of Dr. Kristen Lierley from some faraway island. And a president gets inaugurated too, I guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News this week sat down with Representative Greta Neubauer and State Senator Sarah Kieski to discuss the opening of the new session of the legislature. Though they had high hopes for bipartisan progress with fair maps, week one has been filled with a Republican rush to pass a voter suppression measure.
A.J. McLean of the Backstreet Boys is 47 today. You can get our history lesson every morning, Monday through Friday at 6:50 here on Up North News Radio. Tomorrow on the program, we would normally talk to Kia Vakil, national correspondent for Courier Newsroom. Regular listeners know that he's based in Los Angeles, and things are very crazy there right now and tragic. And Kia is among those who has had to evacuate. So Kia will not be able to join us tomorrow. A couple of our other Courier Newsroom colleagues will be joining me, including Isabel Swasson from Iowa Starting Line, who writes for the Courier Newsroom national team. And also my colleague in North Carolina, Billy Ball, from the Cardinal and Pine. And we've talked briefly about this, but I'm going to ask Billy more about how the North Carolina Supreme Court election may be on the verge of getting hijacked by conservatives and a Trump-appointed judge who may be poised to throw out tens of thousands of legal votes on a technicality so that the conservative candidate could win a seat on the North Carolina Supreme Court, a real true case of election theft in the making. And we'll talk about that tomorrow morning at 6:30 here on Up North News Radio. But right now, I'm very thrilled to be joined by the Assembly Democratic leader, Greta Neubauer of the Racine area, and brand new State Senator Sarah Kieski of Lodi. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to have both of you here. We're going to spend a lot of our Thursdays, we hope, talking to a pair of legislators, one from the Senate, one from the Assembly. It's my way of bridging the divide, not between Republican and Democrat, but between Senate and Assembly. Because as we know, and Greta, you've been in the legislature long enough to know that sometimes caucuses of the same party between the Assembly and the Senate could use a little bridging now and then, a little more togetherness, wouldn't you say?
Oh, we're getting along great, Pat.
It's day four.
We're ready to go.
How many times I got accused of having senitude by Assembly members? It's a word down there in the Capitol, believe me.
Watch out, Sarah. Watch out.
Yep. That's right.
Things to know.
Sarah, congratulations on your win. It was fun talking to you a couple of times as a candidate. How are things so far this first week?
Well, thanks so much for having me on here. I'm so excited. I am over the moon. It's really hard to describe how exciting this is, how grateful I am to be here, how eager I am to get to work, and how proud I am to be representing my district.
And Representative Neubauer, do you have a caucus that now has a majority of new members?
Yes, we do. 23 new members, 22 continuing members.
That's really something. But that's got to be exciting in its own way for the veterans, as you would say, to see all of these new faces, all of this new blood. It's not that you don't miss the folks who aren't there anymore, but this has got to be kind of a rush for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we, of course, had some great folks who chose to retire this year, went on to run for other things. And we have 23 new people who are so excited to be in the legislature. They worked really hard in primaries, in tough purple districts, in many cases, to get here. They come from all parts of the state. They have diverse professional, personal backgrounds, bring great experience, and we're just thrilled to have them joining, especially in a new era where the margins have tightened, right, between Democrats and Republicans in the Assembly and Senate, and we're really hoping for a shift in the way things work in the Capitol.
Well, that would sure be nice, but that was certainly not the rhetoric that we heard from Speaker Robin Voss and from Senate Republican Leader Devin Lemahieu, whose opening speeches were extremely partisan, in my view. But I think they're trying to help unify a smaller Republican majority. But as I understand correctly, Leader Neubauer, even though the Republicans no longer have near supermajorities in the Assembly and in the Senate, am I hearing right that they're trying to basically give themselves supermajorities on committees?
Yes, so they removed a number of committee positions for Assembly Democrats going into this year. That was, of course, extremely disappointing because we picked up 10 seats and somehow have less spots on most of the important committees going into this year. You know, Speaker Voss would like things to stay the same. He's enjoyed the power that he's had under the gerrymander, and I think he is going to continue to act like he has two-thirds almost of the chamber until he can't. Yeah. And I do think that his members are going to start pushing back if they refuse to take up popular policy and if they keep acting like they don't need to listen to voters from both sides of the aisle.
Right. And that no doubt led to what the governor proposed at the start of the week with citizen initiative and referendum for constitutional amendments. And we may get back to that in this segment. But Senator Chieski, let me ask you a bit about your own goals, priorities, expectations. Now that, you know, the rush of the inauguration is past, what is it that you'd like to get down to work and do?
Well, I'll say that after working so hard to get elected, it has been a gap of time, these 2 months, where I've just been so eager to get in and to get to work. And so I couldn't be more excited to have our first session day yesterday. And I will continue to advocate for the things that have been my priorities along the campaign trail, including K-12, public education, our rural communities, and of course, mental health, because I'm a mental health provider, and that's been a primary focus of mine for my whole adult life. I've been honored to be put on the committees for mental health, substance abuse, and families, for agriculture, and for education. And so my goal is to be a really active member on each of those committees to learn all I can and to be a voice of hopefully some compromise, some change, and some advocacy for things that we really need to see happen and that we heard at each of the doors. Oftentimes, one of these issues was commonplace when I worked all across the district.
I was going to say, it wasn't just, if you weren't hearing about a specific issue, you were hearing the specific message of working together better, I'm sure.
Oh, constantly. I mean, one of the things that was pivotal for people that wanted to vote, they wanted to see a change. They wanted to see people work together. They wanted to see us get things done. And I'll be honest, that's one of the things that, I've lived my life being very proactive. And I've been a busy person. I have 6 kids. I've managed jobs, multiple jobs at the same time. And so all I want to do is be productive. And it's been disappointing a bit to see some of the barriers to that productivity, starting out even including like the schedule that we were supposed to vote in. I voted against because we don't work nearly enough in the second year of our term because of the upcoming elections each 2 years. And so I'm hopeful, again, to get to work and to be listening to and fulfilling my obligation to my constituents, which is work hard, work together, get things done.
Exactly. The working hard part appeared to be missing from that schedule, Representative Neubauer, that so many Democrats did vote against it, because we have joked in past years, in 2024, 2022, 2020, about Republicans putting the legislature on roughly a 9-month paid vacation. They just went ahead and baked that into the calendar for 2026, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a member who has served in the assembly for quite some time, Chris Stanicki, who reminded us that they used to legislate into May. And yeah. Since I've been here, it's pretty much February. We're done with our work in the Capitol and everybody is back home campaigning. And really, that's not how the legislature is supposed to work. We're paid full time for 2 years. And often at the end of session in February, we're rushing through over 100 bills, not able to really give them real consideration. And of course, there are new challenges that come up. So we should work harder. We should work more days. We should work longer into the second year. We got elected to do a job and we should do it.
Yeah, because again, it's a full-time salary, and yet from the cuts that we played in our last hour, from Representative Snodgrass, from Senator Smith, from Senator Royce, what they chose to work on for day two and day three was ramming through this constitutional amendment on voter ID. So we already heard a couple of sound bites about it, Representative Neubauer, but I want you to weigh in as well that of all the things that Republicans could have worked on, this was one of the first things on the docket.
Yeah, you know, I'll note, Sarah just mentioned, there are a lot of issues that came up on the campaign trail. I knocked on doors in my own district, I knocked on doors in every competitive assembly district over the last year. And you know what I didn't hear one time? I want you to take that state law on voter ID and put that into the Wisconsin Constitution. I heard about addressing costs for working families, about education, the environment, supporting our kids and our elderly folks, right? There are a lot of important issues that the people of Wisconsin have asked us to address. This is just not one of them.
No, and I understand the timeline. They want to rush this through and get this on the April ballot when there's also the state Supreme Court election, the state superintendent election, and everything else. But again, it just says so much about the priorities. Senator Kieske, let me ask you, and it's one thing to talk to leadership, and you understand why leadership, you know, sets the agendas that they set. But then there's the rank and file members. And I wonder if already in these early phases, have you struck up some conversations? I won't say friendships because it's still early, but some conversations with some of your Republican colleagues that you think might lead to some of these, you know, bipartisan initiatives.
Well, let me say I have introduced myself to them and extended a hand. I also had a meeting with the assembly member that is a Republican in my district, along with, of course, knowing the other two assembly members that are Democrats and working well with them. His name is Tony Kurtz, and we had a meeting in my office. Again, really wanting to start off with the foot of bipartisanship, asking that he and I can work together. We have the same constituents. We want to do good work. I believe that that's why he's in the legislature, too. And so I ask that whatever his priorities are, share them with me. Let's make sure that we work together as much as we possibly can. I understand we will disagree on some things, but we certainly can agree on much more than we disagree on. And my hope is that he takes me at my word and will work really hard to keep our offices in connection.
You've certainly made the effort, and Greta, I know the same happens over on the assembly side, but it feels different. You know, it does not feel as congenial as it was in days gone by. I'm not asking you to psychoanalyze, you know, some of your colleagues, but I think you share that assessment that there's definitely room for improvement in terms of improved relations across the aisle, shall we say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the reality is that we just picked up a lot of seats, right? We got fair maps in Wisconsin, which many of us have been working on for a decade. And it changed things in the legislature. We've got a lot more people who are in very competitive districts, both Democrats and Republicans, who have to look over both shoulders, be responsive to their constituents. Republicans aren't really happy about this new reality. I hope that they will settle in. I hope that they will remember that they are sent here by their constituents to work hard on their behalf and to get things done, right, to address the pressing challenges facing the state of Wisconsin. But I think everyone is getting used to a new status quo of a closer legislature, a more accountable legislature, and not everybody's happy about that.
No, but, you know, there are things that you're going to have to jump into with the budget. There's certainly going to be discussion about a tax cut, how you tailor it exactly to the middle class. Maybe that can be a win-win. Maybe not so much Badger Care, Medicaid expansion, but maybe at least postpartum expansion.
One would hope.
Maybe special education funding, that disparity between voucher schools and public schools. What we're trying to let people know is there's definitely room there for some win-wins if some more of your colleagues are willing to not march in lockstep.
Absolutely. And we've seen that, right? We've seen those Republican members out on the campaign trail talking about those same issues. My opponent had postpartum on a mailer. So I hope that those members will push back against their leadership and will make clear that their constituents want them to pass popular policy that will improve their lives.
Well, keep the welcome mat out for them, that they're always welcome to talk with you and potentially vote with you on things that, again, the vast majority of Wisconsinites want. Democratic leader Greta Neubauer from the Assembly, new state Senator Sarah Kieske. Thank you both so much. Great to talk to you. Take care now.
Thank you.
All right.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up hour one of the Civic Media Spotlight, it's time to have a little fun. Maggie Dawn of The Maggie Dawn Show talks about how in 2025, instead of a New Year's resolution, she has New Year's intentions, and this time, it's to play more games. With listener input, she talks about some of the games that she looks forward to playing in 2025.
Everybody, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm coming to you from 540 AM WAUK all across southeastern Wisconsin. But don't worry, you can catch me anywhere if you've got the Civic Media app and all across the family of stations that are the Civic Media Talk Radio Network, joined by my producer, Cardi, and each and every one of you. Today, we're taking a little bit of a breather from some of the heavier political content of the day by talking about your resolutions, your intentions for the year. One of mine is to play more. Here they all are. This is my list of sort of generic intentions. I want to move more. I want to connect with people more. I want to make sure I'm giving myself plenty of time for creativity and just thinking about stuff. And I want to rest better. You know, sleep better, rest better. And today we're talking about one of my intentions, which is to play more. I'm a huge board game nerd, so we're talking about board games today. I got lots of great feedback on the text lines. A new texter from 715, hello, friend, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, texting in the Danger Noodle is a great game. Texter, tell me more. They're texting in from WFHR. I'm going to check that out. Maybe give it a little Google after we're off the air here. I'm always buying board games. Doesn't matter. If it looks good, I'll pick that puppy up, add it to the ever-growing, ridiculously large collection of board games that I have. Let's see. My good friend Luke, my colleague here at Civic Media, saying he also loves him some board games, but nothing beats a good game of cribbage. Could not agree with you more, my friend. I spent many, many, perhaps an embarrassing number of hours when I was in law school at Madison, sitting in Paul's Club, the old Paul's Club before it moved, in that front table, if you've ever been there, Paul's Club right on State Street. It's a little, I call it, it's got like a cozy, very intimate feel in Paul's Club. I love taverns and bars like that. Had a great window. You could watch the whole world walk by on State Street. And a bunch of us would always get together on Sundays, grab one or both of those front tables and sit there again for a slightly embarrassing number of hours and play a whole heck of a lot of cribbage. And of course, my other favorite card game, Euchre. Both of those games, in my opinion, and card games writ large, I would say, are just incredible vehicles for smack talking. And I love in Euchre, you can play in teams. You can do that, of course, in cribbage as well. So much fun. I don't know. Is it like a bad thing if I have probably upwards of 10 different cribbage boards? I got the custom boards. I got the boards shaped like Wisconsin. I got the mini boards. I got the travel boards. I got the inherited boards from my folks. I got the cheapo boards. Too many cribbage boards. Again, a little embarrassing. I don't know. You tell me. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What's your favorite kind of play, especially board game play? I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Sherry from Horicon asking me if Pandemic, one of my favorite games, can be played with two people. Yes, Sherry, it can. It's a lot of fun with two people. It's challenging with two people. I'll just say that. Sherry loves her some Yahtzee and chess and backgammon. I just gave the old backgammon a shout out not too long ago. Let's see what else we've got. Gary from Madison saying his favorite card game is strip poker. Well, Gary, you'll be Gary. Doing that one without my participation. I do think I did it like once or twice in college. You know, a few too many cocktails, you get a little frisky. Yeah, not anymore, y'all. A texter from 563 listening in the WAUK. Hello, friend. Says Santa brought her granddaughter the board game Operation. Everybody loves a little Operation, right? Her parents being both physicians, and they are all excited to play. Brian from Green Bay. Great board game is Wynish or Yinish, Y-I-N-S-H. Never heard of it. Part of the Jip series. I love this. I'm learning all kinds of board game stuff today. Thanks, Brian. I will check that out. Michael from Tosa saying, hey, Maggie, have you ever played Splendor, a jewelry collecting card dealing game? Well, I like me some baubles, my friend. So I will be checking that out for sure. He says it's very easy to play and a great strategy game. Those are my favorite kind. Sue from Franklin says apparently cribbage is a regional thing. I didn't know that. I know Euchre is pretty regional. A few years ago, I was with some coworkers from Oklahoma, Colorado, and Connecticut. None of them had even heard of it. What a shame. Ryan from Green Bay saying, cribbage, is it bad that I have 70 decks of cards? No, Brian, note that I didn't even tell you how many decks of cards I have because I have decks of cards from Vegas. I have decks of cards from casinos in the state of Wisconsin. I have decks of cards that are specialty decks of cards. I buy decks of cards when I travel. Are you getting it? Yeah. Big, huge game nerd. You can never have enough decks of cards. Hey, got a little time to spare? Whip out a deck of cards. You can always at least play solitaire the good old-fashioned way. And don't flip over every card if you're playing solitaire. Got to do it three cards at a time. Otherwise, it's not a game. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I have to relearn cribbage every gosh darn time I play it, but my dad used to play a solitaire version of it. Oh, very cool. John, my friend on the phone lines, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do you have a favorite or favorite games?
Yes, Maggie. You haven't even mentioned the word Scrabble. You have a Scrabble dictionary even.
John, I love Scrabble. Do you have a favorite Scrabble word, my friend?
No, I was never good at it, but my girlfriend had a Scrabble dictionary.
It's a wonderful game because I always happen to learn at least one new word when I play Scrabble. John, thanks so much for calling and listening, my friend. I'm going to do a little summary when we come back after the bottom of the hour. Pam Yockey's got your farm update. And then I'm going to move on to my thoughts on 2024 in the law and what all of that means to you, what we should be keeping on our eye on coming up this year. More gaming action when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. That burst of Arctic air that's forcing President-elect Trump's inauguration inside Monday will also have over 85 million Americans under cold weather alerts for the next few days. It stretches across the country.
Dangerously cold, feeling like 31 below zero at Minneapolis by early tomorrow morning. How about Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Monday? It's a good thing they moved those ceremonies indoors, feeling like 4 degrees, and this cold air penetrates all the way down to the south.
ABC meteorologist Jeff Smith. By this time tomorrow, there will be no app support for TikTok in the U.S. The U.S. ban goes into effect, and now TikTok announcing it'll go dark tomorrow unless the Biden administration guarantees app stores and internet providers they won't face penalties for keeping the app online. But President-elect Trump